Bayman says that Edison Matofsky, the company that performed the exit polls in the U.S., also provided exit polls for the Ukraine and got nearly the same skewed results. The public reaction in both countries proved quite different. However, the American public is worried enough to support legislation. There are several bills that attempt to protect the public from e-voting fraud. On the state level, Senate Bill 1683, which passed the Senate unanimously, makes audit trails the legal ballot in a recount. It also requires the DRE manufacturers to make the source code public. On the national level, a bill introduced by Rush Holt, H.R. 550, would, among many things, require paper audit trails for all DREs nationwide. Dan Johnson Weinberger, director of the Midwest Democracy Center, spoke last and did not use the microphone. He focused on possible action steps to avoid e-voting fraud.
I am a lobbyist. I work for progressive clients like the High Speed Rail Association and Illinois Families for Midwifery. And I encourage you guys, this is my pitch now, to think of yourselves as lobbyists. And I'm not going to talk about any of the policy stuff that everybody else knows a lot more about than I do, but I think what I'm going to talk about for a moment is what you might do now that you've heard about this. You understand there's a significant problem. We've got a very progressive election official, but isn't, you know, doing exactly what we might want. And we have a state bill moving through the state legislature, which we like a lot, but, you know, is in the House Executive Committee now, has some problems. What do you do now? And, consistent with that really nice introduction, which I appreciate you making on sort of my philosophy on politics, it's now our challenge and our job is to figure out how to take a step forward every month instead of understanding and analyzing it and knowing that there's a problem but not really taking a step of being aware of the problem. And we're fortunate to be in the capital of Blue America in Cook County. Now we've got a government that we're part of the governing coalition. And I think that's how we need to think of ourselves as we're not protesting anything here, but we're really part of the governing coalition. We don't get our way most of the time and we share the coalition with the machine, and they don't always agree with us, but in a lot of things they do. So here's some of the things that I think we ought to be thinking about. Number one is, in May, go to Springfield. You know, you've had a tremendous amount of work done with a bill that had two amendments, got out of the Senate unanimously. You got a sponsor in Julie Hamos. I saw Robin Kelly picked it up too, and now it's in the House Executive Committee. Well, that needs some help. Well, that needs a push. And, you know, nobody from Oak Park is a co-sponsor yet. So go to their district office, but go to Springfield. You know, it's a lot easier to get to them. You know, if you can't take a Wednesday off, I notice, you know, some people might be a bit on the senior side, you know, so you might have a bit more free time. You know, I'm amazed at how much more access you have in the halls of the Capitol than if you try to make a phone call or send a letter in which, you know, some 22-year-old gets the letter and puts it in a file somewhere. You know, so I would really encourage you, you know what you want, and I think about it's precisely identified in that Senate bill that's in the House now, that's passed the Senate unanimously, that we've got 3 weeks to pass it, that would make Illinois the best state in the country, is what I understand. Well, this is the time. Let's demand that the bill go through and show up and use the vehicle that Kevin was so kind to put in so much work to move forward and move where we are part of the government, you know, and the federal government, hey, we don't run things, you know, we're not going to for a long time. So I think the Holt bill is a great idea, but if I had to put my money on which one's more likely to pass, I'd say it's a state bill in Illinois. What else can you do in Illinois? Well, why don't we pass a resolution saying we ought to pass the Holt bill? You know, I understand there's only 4 of the 10 Democrats have signed on as a co-sponsor. Well, that's unacceptable, right? Well, that's part of our engaging with the people that we expect to listen to us to get on that bill. Maybe we ought to pass a resolution. Maybe the Oak Park Village Board ought to pass a resolution in favor of the Holt bill. Maybe Oak Park ought to run its own elections. Maybe Oak Park ought to just say, you know what, we appreciate all the good work that David Zorn doing, but we want to be the only jurisdiction in the world to have a publicly owned, open source voting system. That's legal. Just takes imagination, and then you guys would have to pay for it. Right? But if that's what we want, well, you know, it's not going to happen from D.C. and it's hard to have them from Springfield, but you run Oak Park, you know? So everything that you want, think of yourselves as the people who run things, to a large degree locally, to a small degree federally. So whatever you think we ought to be doing, should we run an exit poll that the big media doesn't run, but instead the university consortiums run? If we should, let's do it in March 2006 for the Illinois primary and have the data be open source and not just tell General Electric and Disney and Westinghouse, who own those networks, please, please, please release the data next time. But let's build our own infrastructure, right? You know, we are the capital of Blue America, and we have to start acting that way. And this issue is one that is sort of, especially by establishment Democrats in D.C., poo-pooed, ridiculous, conspiracy, why even bother engaging with it? Well, forget about D.C. then. You know, we don't need that culture of sort of dismissive disdain of people that want an honest count. So I guess the last two things I would say would be, finally, you know, I think, you know, I'm a huge fan of David Orr. I think he's the most progressive election official in the state. But, you know, not doing exactly everything that we want. Well, we have a county commissioner who can ultimately decide what voting equipment we're going to buy. You know, the city council, anybody from Chicago besides me? Right? Okay, we got aldermen, because they're going to make a decision too. So it's ultimately the city council, it's ultimately the county board that's going to appropriate the money to buy this equipment. And if we want to say, well, we know we did the RFP process, but we think, as, you know, Commissioner Quigley, or I don't know even who's the commissioner out here? Cook County
Collins.
All right. She's accessible. You know? I mean, that's where I think we need to be thinking about where to go. To our aldermen, to our village trustees, and we have the policy expertise. Our job is to translate that into something that our village board or our library board or our county board can actually do. And if we don't do that, how are they going to, right? It's really our burden to translate these critiques of what is happening nationally and federally into the alternative that is implemented and up and running so that in 2008, when they try to steal it in whatever the swing states are, we can say it's not some crazy idea to have open source equipment, it's running in Oak Park, or it's up and running in Cook County. But we got work to do, and so we have to think of ourselves, and this is my last point, is it's a lot of it is cultural, you know? We often tend to think of ourselves as protesting, you know, pointing out and critiquing. Well, you know, not good enough. What we need is to govern, and we are part of the governing coalition of some places, right? The final cultural thing is, I think it is exceptionally valued to continually remind people that the people who have lied to us about invading Iraq and the people that have lied to us about the cost of the Medicare drug prescription and fired people for trying to tell the truth, and the people who are lying to us now about the lack of any solution to the Social Security privatization would lie to us about the elections which perpetuate their authority. And it is reasonable and part of a long American tradition of not trusting authority to continue to say that up front. So that when they say, well, you're just crazy conspiracy people, you know, it's crazy to think that we should trust the people who continually lie to us, right?
That was Dan Johnson Weinberger, director of the Midwest Democracy Center. Since the forum, Senate Bill 1683 in the Illinois legislature has been absorbed by another larger bill, 1968. The provisions about making the source code public and making the audit trail the legal ballot have been dropped in this bill, but it does guarantee that the audit trail will be legible. Kevin McDermott, one of the directors of the Oak Park Coalition for Truth and Justice that organized the forum on voting, says he is satisfied with the Cook County Clerk's choice of e-voting machines.
I feel that Sequoia is actually a pretty good system in terms of the kinds of reservations I have about the technology. I think they've done a very good job of addressing a lot of the security concerns that I had and I think a lot of the voting activist community has. And in particular, they are owned by a company based in Boca Raton, Florida, called Smartmatic, and that's a purchase that was just made earlier this year. And Smartmatic is the company that ran the recall election for President Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. Now, as you may know, the elites in Venezuela, the military, the business elite, the oil industry, they all wanted Chavez gone. But the election showed that the people wanted Chavez to stay. So he succeeded in the recall election. I think the final number is like 58 to 42 or thereabouts. So these guys at Smartmatic, the company that owns Sequoia, they ran that election with their equipment. Furthermore, Smartmatic is a company that started out as a security systems vendor. So their entire thrust, their reason for being, is to create secure systems and secure technology. So going back to the Venezuela election, that election was vetted by the Organization of American States, and the Carter Center went down and took a look at it and gave it a clean bill of health. So this company, Smartmatic, ran an election for an incumbent who was opposed by all of the powerful elites whom the voting activist community most fears in this country, the oil industry, the military, the right wing, the business elite. And yet the popular candidate won in the face of that kind of opposition on an election system created and managed by these guys at Smartmatic. And that election was later vetted by the Carter Center and Avi Rubin and other people. So my sense is that these are good guys. They know what a secure election and a fair election has to be, and they are the new owner of Sequoia. That gives me a very warm and fuzzy feeling. Now, I don't mean to be too Pollyanna-ish about it, but I think that this kind of backing is very important. And I myself did a security analysis of the four vendors that the county clerk was looking at, and I felt at the end of that analysis that Sequoia, it really had the edge anyway. So I'm pretty comfortable with the choice. I think that the clerk's office did a really good job of due diligence, and the end result is one that I think is going to work well for Cook County.
Kevin McDermott of the Oak Park Coalition for Truth and Justice. There's more information at their website on this issue. Go to opctj.org. From the Trenches is produced by Chicago's Independent Media Center. You can post your own stories, listen to this program again, or find links to news and upcoming events in Chicago and around the world through our internet address. The address is www.chicago.indymedia.org. Thanks to WLUW for their continued support. Listen again on the last Monday in June for another report from the Trenches.